إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam ba'd. Know, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that indeed in this dunya, for anyone to attain happiness, there are three affairs that are a must. Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions the three of them in the introduction to his very short treatise, Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba', the four principles. When he supplicates for the reader, he says, أَسَلُ الْكَرِيمِ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ أَنْ يَتَوَلَّاكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَنْ يَجَعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ وَأَنْ يَجَعَلَكَ مِمَّنْ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرَ وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرَ وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرَ. Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, indeed I ask Allah the generous, the Lord of the great throne, أَنْ يَتَوَلَّاكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, that He should be your protector in this dunya and in the hereafter. وَأَنْ يَجَعَلَكَ مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتَ, that He should make you blessed wherever you may be. وَأَنْ يَجَعَلَكَ مِمَّنْ إِذَا أُعْطِيَ شَكَرَ وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرَ وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرَ, and that He should make you from those that when they are gifted, when they are blessed, they are thankful. And when they are tested with infliction, they are patient. And that when they sin, they seek forgiveness. فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الثَّلَاثُ عُنْوَانُ السَّعَادَةِ, indeed these three affairs, الشُّكَر والصَّبَر والاستغفار, these three affairs are the means of attaining happiness in this life. Allahu Akbar. That a person should always find himself in either the state of thankfulness or a state of patience and seeking forgiveness for his or her sins. These three affairs lead to happiness in this dunya. They lead to happiness in the akhirah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, Surah Ibrahim, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and indeed, when your Lord, He declared that if you are thankful, that He will give you more. But if you are thankless, then indeed, My punishment is severe. Imam Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he defines thankfulness, a shukr, he defines it, huwa i'tiraful qalb bi ni'mallah. It is the heart knowing the blessings of Allah. Wa thana'u 'ala Allah biha, and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. وَصَرْفُهَا فِي مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And that they are then spent, those blessings are then spent in what is pleasing to Allah the Most High. وَكُفْرُ النِّعْمَةِ ضِدُّ ذَلِكَ. And indeed, thanklessness is the opposite of that. الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى, he says, الشكر مبني على أركان ثلاثة. Indeed, thankfulness, it is built upon three pillars. الاعتراف بنعم الله باطنا, that a person should know the blessings of Allah within their hearts. والتحدث بها ظاهرا, and they should speak about them with their tongues. وتصريفها في طاعة موليها ومعطيها. And then they should be spent in obedience to the one who gave them to you, to the one who blessed them for you. فَلَا يُتِمُّ الشُّكَرْ إِلَّا بِهَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانِ. Indeed, thankfulness is not complete except by way of these three affairs. وَلَا تَسْتَقِرُّ النِّعْمُ إِلَّا بِالشُّكْرَانِ. And indeed, blessings do not continue except with thankfulness. The hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ma an'ama Allahu ala 'abdin ni'mah faqala alhamdulillah illa kana alladhi u'tiya afdal mimma akhadha. That indeed, when the slave of Allah, the servant of Allah, is blessed with something and he says alhamdulillah, then indeed that which he gave is even better than that which he received. Meaning, the affair of him being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in itself was a blessing greater than the original blessing that he received, which caused him to say, alhamdulillah. The second affair, وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرًا, that indeed when he is tested, that he is patient. Allah jalla wa ala, he says, وَنَبَلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And indeed, we shall test you. We shall test you with harm and good as a test. وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And to us shall be your return. And indeed, Allah Jalla wa'ala says regarding the Jews, وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And we tried them with blessings and calamities in order that they may return. Suratul Anbiya, Suratul A'raf. Al-Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, أَيْ نَخْتَبِرُكُمْ بِالْمَصَائِبِ تَارَةً وَالنِّعَمْ أُخْرَى. That indeed, we will test you with calamities at times and blessings at other times. فَنَنْظُرْ مَنْ يَشْكُرْ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ. So we shall see who is thankful and who is thankless. وَمَنْ يَصْبِرْ وَمَنْ يَقْنُطْ. Who will be that will be patient and who will be the one that despairs? Al-Allama Muhammad al-Amin al-Shanqiti rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, الْمَعْنَى وَنَخْتَبِرُكُمْ بِمَا يَجِبُ فِيهِ الصَّبَرْ مِنَ الْبَلَايَا. We will test you with those affairs that will obligate patience upon you. وَبِمَا يَجِبُ فِيهِ الشُّكَرْ مِنَ النِّعَمْ. And we will test you with blessings that will obligate upon you thankfulness. وَإِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُكُمْ. And your return is to us. فَنُجَازِيكُمْ عَلَى حَسْبِ مَا يُوجَدْ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الصَّبَرَ وَالشُّكَرَ. Your return is to us. So then you will be compensated based upon the level of your thankfulness and the level of your patience. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala, He make us from those that are patient when they are tested and thankful when they are blessed. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. The author, he continues and he says, وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرَا, that indeed if they sin, they seek forgiveness, they seek repentance. Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, حَفِظَهُ تَعَالَى, رَحِمَهُ تَعَالَى, he says, أَيْ إِذَا وَقَعَ فِي ذَنْبٍ بِسَبَبِ بَشَرِيَّتِهِ, that if he falls into sin because of his humanity, because he's human, because he is human, he is not an angel. And our humanity will cause us to sin, because we are not a perfect creature. So when that happens, الَّتِي يَتَعَرَّضُ بِهَا إِلَى مَا يَتَعَرَّضُ لَهُ الْبَشَرُ, that his humanity causes him to incline towards what humanity causes a person to incline towards. فَيَقَعُ فِي الْمَعَاصِ مِنْ حَيْثِ يَشْعُرْ أَوْ لَا يَشْعُرْ. So he falls into sin from an angle that either he perceived or he did not perceive. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَا وَوَعَدَهُ حَقٌ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِمَنِ اسْتَغْفَرَ وَأَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَى مَنْ تَابَ. But indeed Allah has promised, and the promise of Allah is true, that the one who seeks forgiveness shall be granted it. The one who repents shall be forgiven. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And those that when they do a fahisha, when they do an ugly, a despicable sin, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or they oppress themselves. And sinning is nothing more than oppression upon your own self. ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ, they remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, so they turn to Allah for their own repentance. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and who is it that forgives the sins other than Allah? وَلَمْ يَسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا, they do not continue upon that sin. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and they are from those that know. اللهم اجعلنا من المستغفرين. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وإقامة الصلاة. واعتدلوا وتراسوا وسدوا الخلل. Straighten the rows, close the gaps, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Do not leave any gaps. Make sure your shoulders are combined to the person next to you. Make sure your ankles are combined to the person next to you. If your shoulders are not combining, close the gap between your feet until your shoulders combine. Barakallahu feekum. Ensure all the gaps are filled in. Barakallahu feekum. Straighten your rows, for indeed the straightening of the rows is from the